Welcome back to the Hockey Shop, source for sports here in beautiful Surrey, British Columbia, the outskirts of Vancouver. My local store, our second week back here in goalie heaven, as I call it. It's the basement, an entire floor dedicated to goaltending with Cam Matwiv. Cam, second week back. We've had you back on the podcast. Title sponsor, gear segment is back, and I'm still jacked. And I think that you're going to be just as jacked after 2 weeks. Because this week we're going to talk about the Bauer ultrasonic pad, and it sounds like this has been an absolute home run for you at retail so far.
Yeah, it's been fantastic. You can say it's ultra good.
Oh, man. Anyone? Really?
No?
Really? Like, you just brought my buzz down with that bad... out of curiosity, did you have a kid? Well, we were away during the pandemic, because that was like the dad joke of all dad jokes. My kids are cringing, and they're like 40 kilometers away right now. Wow. I'm tempted to restart this, but let's just pretend you never made that joke and let's move forward. What is it? Now, we've obviously had it at ingoalmag.com. We've had it for a while. As a matter of fact, one of your employees who is playing Junior B had our test set out for a while and ordered a set of his own. I think several of your staff members have ordered sets of their own. What is it that's setting the ultrasonic apart? Is it just the Stabilis slide knee, or is that the starting point and there's a whole bunch more?
Yeah, that's like the icing on the cake to what has become a very, very strong and highly recommended option, especially through our guys, not only custom ordering it for themselves, but just from experience, we've been getting feedback from our customers in particular, the amount of custom orders we've done so far. There's a lot of positives here, and they definitely need to have their shout out for sure.
Okay, so let's start with the Stabilis slide knee, because that's where we started our review, because it's, as we said, I think, we're big on product innovation, development, technology changes. And this was a big one from the get-go, the concept that knee stack is going to be fixed to the face of the pad. And no, for all the people on Instagram that told us all knee stacks are fixed to the face of the pad. No, I mean like fixed at 90 degrees, doesn't budge, won't move, not gonna flop around on you over time. Fixed part of the face of the pad. What is it about that you get such positive feedback on?
So it's all to do with that down butterfly position, and actually that drive down too, for it, and with an unfixed knee cradle, and by all means, this isn't a knock to any other company, for those that are listening, but when you have something that's solid, you're creating a much more stable platform to drive down to the ice, and then once it hits, you're sitting a lot taller and without that slip back that you see. Or when you don't have that there, sometimes that knee pad or knee cradle will buckle a little bit and actually start to become parallel with the pad, especially with the force that's being driven. Or when you're doing a quick overdrive slide, power push for lack of a better term, you'll see that buckle happen. Here, that doesn't happen. That pad stays secure and like solid right at that knee area. You're increasing your height of your butterfly. You're more stable. You can be more reactive. You're not worried about the pad, doing over rotating or doing something it shouldn't. For example.
So, and it seals like a hot dam.
We didn't even get that far yet, but yes. And exactly.
Okay, so there are other elements to that. So Stabilis slide knee, I feel like we've talked a lot about it a lot. You kind of just went over the key points there. I don't know that we need to dwell on it because I think everybody's already excited about it. But I think a lot of the times people miss the other elements in the leg channel that allow that connection and that seal and that performance to continue down on the ice and getting to the ice. And that's, to me, the removable calf pillow is another one. If you feel like you need a little more stability and you leave it in and it's there. Also the sort of the way they've wedged that calf wedge and the angle they've created there so that sort of where your leg is, what touches the ice, but by angling it up, there's a gap there. So in other words, it's not all flush on the ice, which makes it slide better.
That's correct. I mean, the pad itself will be flush, but where your actual calf plate's hitting the ice, there's a little bit of a raise there. So less surface area contacting the ice, easier slide, less friction.
Well, and of course, this is a pad that has already the reputation as being, I think it's fair to say that with the hard surface and the Cortex skin, the best sliding pad on the market.
A benchmark, if you will.
And that continues. Exactly. And that's always been the give and take. When you improve seal, you usually have more of the pad contacting the ice more firmly, and that's going to negatively affect sliding. I think everyone we've had test the pad, and the fact that some of them bought it quickly right away, has said sliding isn't negatively affected by the improved seal. That's a pretty good best of both worlds.
Exactly. And even rewinding back to what you're calling about some of those leg changes and things, like what really excites me here is that it shows a lot of Bauer's willingness to listen and improve upon their designs and whatnot, and what we're seeing and what's evolved into what is the ultrasonic backing, more in line with the Vapor, but also more in line with what they were getting in terms of pro requests. Requests coming at retail as well, and just general feedback over the pad. Not that there's anything wrong with Supreme strapping. It's on the wall. We have some for sale and whatnot, but for some guys, it could be quite confusing. We've now seen that Vapor strapping, which is quite a bit easier. You basically just got your one calf, the closure calf, and then your knee strap. Simplified, it's a better version of something that already was very good. And they brought it, they've listened, they put it onto their Supreme pack.
And what we liked about that, and we've talked about this, right, you know, back to the 2X line, is that there's an adjustability and customizability to fit and feel that comes with that strapping, depending on where you attach that Velcro tab and how you lengthen top or bottom of it, how tight you pull it. You can totally change the way this pad feels and performs and moves with or around your leg. And again, that's kind of a nice ability to have with just one single strap simple strap.
Exactly. And you know, 100% correct there. So one other feature that some of the guys have been quite excited about that we've seen been brought over to this pad has now been their control strap that they've added. We're talking about that professor strap, for lack of a better term.
I feel like we should call Ben Scribbins and see if he like needs royalties on that every time we say it.
The professor strap.
I love it. I almost forgot about it, to be honest with you. That's a nice addition on this pad. What I think makes it a nice addition is you can take it on and off real easy. You don't have to commit to it full time. Try it. It's the perfect pad to try it on. If you don't like it, just take it off. I've seen some guys where they like the connection at the top of the calf from that professor strap, and they take their knee. They don't feel like they need a strap off the knee cradle. Mm-hmm. Other guys feel like the knee cradle's enough and they don't want the professor strap. Again, options, and real simple to go back and forth from one to the other. You don't have to commit when you purchase it and be stuck with it forever.
And that's the thing. Like stock off the wall. These are fantastic if it fits your bread and butter there. But that said, if you have the ability to order custom and you know that is an option to you, you really have a chance to make this pad true to your own. For sure. There's a lot of different features and things like that, which I'd be happy to walk you through at any time. But there's just too many to list right now. That can make this pad, you know, we can make it a little bit softer in terms of having a little bit more flex. We can add some straps on if we need to, if you're still looking for that more connected feel. We can change the boot around to really give you that forward flex that you need, or something a little bit stiffer, depending on your desired play style. I mean, I can go on and on.
Why don't we talk a little bit about that? I mean, we've talked about the control strap. We've talked about the Stabilis slide. We know this thing or slides like a hot damn, like all Bauer pads do now. Rebounds come off super hot. Guys love that. Again, I would say industry standard. They set a new standard in terms of just how active those rebounds come off, and they've maintained that. Fit, flex, profile, who it's for, how it's going to fit on your leg. As you said, you can order this. There's some custom options you can do to soften it up to an extent. Change the boot so it's a little flatter, more like the Vapor 2X boot as opposed to steeper on the ultrasonic boot. But stock, this is a steeper boot. This is a stiffer pad for the most part. And has that affected? Are you seeing guys, like we felt like for some, you know, personally, I was in a 2S Pro large, no problem. Little bit on the big side, but no problem. This enlarge was too big for me. I would definitely go to a medium. Is that a conversation you're having with goalies as they're trying to make sure they pick the right size pad for them? This is, like I said, a stiffer, more upright pad. Do you need to consider maybe backing down on the size, especially if you were already feeling like what you had was a little big to start with?
Yeah. And you know, there are definitely a lot of different factors that come into play, but especially say, for example, one of our guys, he came from a 2X pad and now moved into the ultrasonic pad. We did find that he had to size himself down one to be able to get the fit he was looking for. I think he went from like an XL Vapor into a large ultrasonic in particular.
Clearly, you only hire tall people here.
One of which is tall, and the rest of us are about that average 6 foot height.
Okay, so we've gone over the flex, we've gone over the fit, we've gone over any other features on this pad that we need to call out in terms of options. Obviously, if people want to get into custom options, think about ordering it with that 2X boot. As we had it on the website, there are just so many different options. We had it at ingolmag.com in our review, all the different things you could do in terms of the profile and flex custom on this boot. They want to talk to you about those options and how they'll affect the fit and how it plays. Where can they get a hold of you at?
So even before I do that, one plug, one quick note, and let's not forget about, because it's quite important for custom, DigiPrint. Especially when we get into the term custom, especially when it comes to Bauer, that ability to come up with your own custom graphic, this is huge. But you know what? The best time to talk about that with me is would be over the phone, and you can reach me at 604-589-8299.
At this point, I hate to say it, I almost assume like that, and it's probably bad on my part. I didn't even talk about DigiPrint because it's just like that's a part of the staple of what you come to expect. If you're going custom, you have the ability, as one of your staff members did, and we'll show that off on Instagram soon enough for his sweet white Rock Whalers Junior B color setup. Yeah, you can pretty much do anything you want on these things, can't you?
You can, and I'm going to stop myself.
Now, hold on. Do you design that? Because you offered to help design, you know, a set of CCM access pads for people, but you kind of strike me as like a paint by numbers crayon type. Like, are you, I'm not picturing you on the graphic design side of custom graphics.
There is not a magic paintbrush in this world that could get me to do some of the coolest things that I've seen from other people have come up with. So I'll help you facilitate your design, but I ain't drawing it for you.
Okay, that's probably a good thing. And the thing is, Bauer has people that do that as well.
That's correct.
In terms of they have a whole team for that. So, yeah, I can't believe I forgot DigiPrint. DigiPrint, sliding, Stabilis slide knee. Like, there's just so much about this pad. I kind of understand as we go over the highlights why it's been such a good seller for you. Two things to go over before we go. One, this means that 2S Pro is on sale. I don't know you have that much left, but there are sale prices there. How much of a discount are we looking at for what you've got left in stock?
You're going to ask me the exact number off the top of my head, and you got me. But I think we're close to 20% off, even a little bit more than that. I know we've got a couple pairs left. I literally think I'm down to my last two. But yes, that's a potential option right there.
Did you guys sell that Canuck set?
Oh, we sure did. We sure did. We had a fan. I think they were out back out east somewhere. That ended up picking it up. Actually,
that was sweet. That was like old vintage Canucks, like the spaghetti downhill skate. Those were gorgeous. We'll have to find that on our Instagram and go from there. The other one is gloves. We didn't talk about it. We're gonna break up our segments because you and I talked too long already. But we're going to start talking about, we'll go back to the axis. We'll talk about the gloves and the blocker. Blocker and gloves for the ultrasonic. We'll get into those in depth in a future episode. But suffice it to say, the way the pucks come off that blocker is just like the pads, super hot, and goalies love it. And that glove, the closure on it, easily the best we've had from Bauer. They just keep getting better, and no wonder it's such a hot seller for you. Cam, Hockey Shop, Source of Sports in Surrey, hockeyshop.com. Make sure you check them out. Reach out to Cam if you got any questions. Thanks again. Good to have you back on the Ingle Radio podcast. Looking forward to a lot more of these in the future.
Thanks, Kevin. It's good to be here.